Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Crowley is here, too. Catherine is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 7th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's a Harvard-trained psychotherapist and an expert in workplace organization and helping people put their best foot forward in the workplace and get the most out of it. She's the co-author, along with Kathy Elster, of a number of books, including Working for You Isn't Working for Me, also Mean Girls at Work, and there's one more, Working for You is Killing Me. That's it. I think that's the title of it, right, Kathy?
Catherine? Working with You is Killing Me.
Working with You is Killing Me. That's where we are, and that's where we are today, isn't it?
That is where we are today.
I was a good employee for 23 years, and I worked for Sears, I worked for Xerox, I was in the financial industry during those times, and I really enjoyed all of those assignments. Mm-hmm. But the thing that got me, the thing that I hated about all of those, including the 15 years I wore the Army uniform, overlapping all of that, the thing I hated about it the most was the politics.
Yeah.
The BS, the political BS. And frankly, that more than anything else, that caused me to become a small business owner. What do you think?
I think that you're not alone with that, that politics, you know, most people, they get a job and they expect that they're being hired to come in and do that job. And then once you get into a company, you realize that there's a whole other second job,
right.
Which is called navigating the politics.
Right.
And by that, I mean, you know, figuring out what are the activities, the attitudes, and the behaviors that are used to get ahead, you know, and who has the power. Who should you align yourself with? How do you have to conduct yourself to be in as opposed to out? And for many people, that is just really exhausting and no fun, and it does lead to them becoming self-employed.
Well, I've figured out after a long time that the smartest people in corporate America are not the smartest people in the world.
Uh-huh.
They're the smartest people who can put up with the BS of the politics.
Right.
Because the only people who can maintain a long-time job in corporate America are the ones who are genetically, personality-wise, whatever it takes, they're structured to be able to live with that.
And I think that's true.
And so it's not, you know, they're probably... Just because you stay there or you become the CEO of a company, that doesn't mean you're the smartest person in the box. It just means you were able to put up with the stuff.
Well, that's true. The larger the organization and the higher up you go, the more political it is.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I would argue that, in fact, as a small business owners also have to navigate politics all the time, especially if they work with corporations, if they have certain accounts.
Corporate customers, there's no question about it. That's the thing, that's one of the things that I mean. I work with major corporations over the years, some of the biggest ones.
Right.
And you are exactly right. I ran into it again right when I got back into the corporate America as customers.
Right. So in some ways, office politics are just part of life. Or workplace politics, and even for those business owners who are listening right now, your staff probably are also dealing with small internal politics, but politics nonetheless, and they're mm-hmm. everything from, you know, how do we handle lunch? Do we all go out and eat together? Does no one take a lunch break? What are the real hours that we work versus the hours that we're told when we start the job? Is everyone supposed to socialize? Are they not supposed to socialize?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the favorite? Is there a favorite here, and why are they a favorite? Even in the smaller work environments or smaller companies, there are politics to navigate, and sometimes the business owner may not even be aware of what they are.
Well, that's exactly right. Oftentimes the business owner doesn't want politics But because they don't want to get involved in certain areas, they foster it unknowingly, maybe.
That's right. Exactly. So there may be someone that they unconsciously empower to be kind of the leader of the pack, or someone else who maybe it's their highest salesperson who gets a special pass on a number of things. The staff will always know what the politics are.
Yeah. Well, if you, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, if you have eight or more employees, mm-hmm. you got some off. There's some politics, some level of politics. If you got less than eight, I'm going to use that. That's my arbitrary number. If you got less than eight, if you have it and you don't like it, if you're the owner, you probably can see it and you can get rid of it. But beyond eight, you've got to work a little harder to find it and to eradicate it.
Right. Well, you set the tone. And as you said, if you're willing to watch and see what's happening and you're willing to state the values and behaviors that you like and the ones that you reward, then you have some positive influence on office politics. I mean, politics aren't all bad. They're just about, you know, what are the, what's the currency here? Who gets power? And how do they get it? Under what terms?
Power and structure, in my opinion, are not the same thing as politics. To me, the politics is where the meritocracy falls apart. To me, politics is where someone is promoted or not promoted based on some kind of nonsense, some political nonsense. And if you've got a true meritocracy, where you if you deserve it, you earn it, you get it, that's the opposite of politics, isn't it?
It is, however, I would argue that politics also are value-driven. And so in some ways, like, for example, if in many tech software or app companies, the politics of dress is a real thing, even though no one has said it and it's unspoken and they may not even be aware of it. Mm-hmm. But you should be wearing sneakers and hoodies. And if you're not, you may be out.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's always there in some form. So, and I think that's an interesting thing. What you're saying is that we often give it a negative connotation, whereas in some regards, it's just human nature.
Well, that's true, and of course, some of what we're getting into now is culture too, isn't it?
Yes,
you got to be careful to differentiate culture from politics. Because culture is what is kind of the fabric that holds the thing together. Hopefully a good culture. Catherine, I need your website, please.
ksquaredenterprises.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And we're going to take a quick break right back with Catherine Crowley. That's Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. I'm Jim with a J. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.